The difficult situation Greece finds itself and also the difficult situation Europe is finding itself in because of the issues of the economic crisis. Now, you may all have very different views about what are the causes of all this and who is responsible and what could be best solutions to the problem. That could be even kind of kicking Greece out of the EU. But I would like to draw your attention to the fact that this economic crisis is negatively affecting people's lives. So, sorry. Okay. Now, I will focus on welfare, employment, and education and show how this have developed in the last few years, taking into account the impact of the economic crisis in beginning 2009. Now, this is already quite felt quite severely already, and this can be put down to three factors, which would be good to keep in mind. First of all, that the social protection systems in the country were already quite weak before the crisis. Secondly, that groups which are already socially and economically excluded, they're arguably hit first by austerity measures and growing unemployment. And this is actually that's reflected in statistics shown by Mr. Gramenos before. You see that the risk of poverty, for example, is double for people who face limitations in their lives. Thirdly, social support systems are rapidly falling short of needs due to cuts on social expenditure, and this is at a time when these are even more necessary for disabled people to cope. And really it seems that all this urgency of solving a very urgent economic issues, it seems to kind of put aside a discussion about how to solve things in education, in the welfare system, in employment. So there is the question of how can we achieve the targets of EU 2020 when all political activity is absorbed in the solving the economic crisis. Okay, so it may be useful to know first that we do not actually know the exact number of disabled people in the country, in that there hasn't been a census so far which includes questions to identify disabled people. It is anticipated that now with some kind of new procedures there will be a registry of all disabled people in the country. The only data we have is from the Labour Force Survey in 2002, which showed that 18% of the population are disabled or have long-term health conditions, more than half of whom are over 65 years old. Now, most provisions for disabled people come from the welfare system and social security system, and this includes disability benefits and pensions, provisions in kind in terms of disability aids and community-based services. Looking at data available, you can really start to see a decrease in social expenditure from 2009 onwards, whereas in the previous years there were actually aims to increase social expenditure. So in 2008, the social budget planned for an increase of 10% of total expenditure. But within 2009, the government announced that there would be decreases of around 10%. They applied an 8.7% decrease in health and social care, and there were also further reductions in pensions. And come 2011, there are cuts on provisions in kind, which we will see in more detail later on. In the field of employment, the most prominent law dates back in 1998, and it concerns the placement of individuals in the public and private sector at certain quotas. This is supposed to be kind of annually implemented, but in practice it was implemented like every 2 years, and it's a rather slow process. For example, the last implementation was in 2008, and results came about in 2010. And people actually, at the moment, they cannot be employed because it clashes with austerity measures that prevent new employment in the public sector, like reducing the size of a public sector. So there are other funding programs as well, like funding for self-employed and unemployed disabled people and funding workplaces to accommodate needs of disabled employees. And a more positive development in 2011 was the launch of the social economy framework, which allows disabled people to start their own companies, basically, without losing their benefits. And it aims also to provide a framework where support services will be developed for disabled people and other social groups as well. Data, again, is quite limited. The labor force survey showed that 84% of disabled population were economically inactive, but I think you have to take into account that more than half were over 65 years old. The unemployment rate at that year was actually lower for disabled people in comparison to the general population. there's also other studies that show quite low implementation of active labour policies, and there's a general lack of evaluation of labour policies in terms of how effective are they in reducing unemployment rates for disabled people. Now, of course, the big issue is the growing unemployment, which has reached 16.3% in the second quarter of 2011. You can see the comparison with 2010, and there was really, you can see previous years there was a downward trend of unemployment rate, reaching 7.2% in 2008, but it kind of goes upward from 2009, actually almost doubling, and it's supposed to kind of, it's expected to go higher. So in education, this is a field where you can see some positive developments, but at the same time, this is a field that really needed changes. So it was not until 2008 that education became compulsory for disabled children. Statistics in 2007 show that only 9% of all disabled children attended special education, 90% of which completed only primary education. So a whole, you know, loads and loads of children were excluded altogether from education. In terms of higher education, there is legislation to support entry to university without national examinations at a certain quota. And this year, the process became centralized so we can have an estimate of how many people enter university with this legislation. There were around 1,500 this year. And there's also kind of moves for creating a registry of all disabled pupils in special and mainstream education and developing accessible educational materials and increasing support within classrooms. So hopefully this will be implemented at some point in the near future. Now, come 2010... there's a rapid, a growing number of austerity measures taking place, and this actually, the effect of which is they have reduced people's income quite a lot. So there's reductions in disability pensions, which was one of the first measures introduced by reducing supplements and introducing taxes for pensions above a certain level. Now, these specific measures exclude people with paraplegia and people who are blind, but it affects a number of disabled pensioners and also people who have disabled family members. There's also reductions in provision in kind, which is one of the most negative developments. in reality, really, people have been experiencing cuts, which were not announced, but they were kind of they started around 2009, 2010, and they have become crystallized in the single regulation of health provisions, which came about in September, this September, and it introduces a horizontal 50% cut on assistive equipment, such as wheelchairs, beds or hoists, and a further 30% to 50% reduction in medical supplies and community-based services like physiotherapy and speech therapy and rehabilitation services. Now, this is still kind of under consultation, even though in practice people seem find it really hard to obtain these provisions. But it's not legislation yet. It was supposed to be applied on 1st of November, but it's still under consultation. But I feel it's going to happen very soon. So there's also significant delays in payments. This is something just people have to find out. It's not announced. It's like people don't get their benefits on time, and they don't get the payments for disability provisions on time. And this can be kind of exceeding quite a few months. And also in terms of home help services, which arguably they were quite inadequate to start with. Now, from 2011, they are the direct beneficiaries of these are unemployed people who have family members who require assistance. So in practice, disabled people living on their own or whose families' members are working, they're now excluded from these services. And there's further reduction of income through urgent tax tolls, like extra income tax and property tax. There's kind of measures like reducing the threshold for taxable income and reducing the amount expenses can reduce taxable income, such as medical and rehabilitation services. And, of course, there increased VAT along a whole scale of daily goods and services. So these have led to circumstances which really put in danger disabled people's capacity to cope and meet needs, just kind of affecting the very survival chances and quality of life. Socially fair measures should take into account. Now, I've chosen the term socially fair because this is what the government has been using from the very start, that, don't worry, measures will be socially fair, but they haven't really paid any attention to things like increased cost of living due to disability, the support needs that need to be accommodated for, and disabling barriers that affect educational and employment status, therefore income of disabled people. So that's really it. There's also kind of the general justice question of should people be paying this with for all this mess with their own kind of lives, really.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.